Well, the front page of the Independent newspaper today says Britain to become a nation of renters. Millions of young adults, says the paper, will never be able to afford their own homes. This is all based on a report called Generation Rent, and someone who's had significant input to that report is Stephen Noakes, who's a mortgage expert from Halifax. Stephen, is that the case, that there are millions who will never ever be able to buy their own homes?
Well, it's certainly what the research is suggesting people think. So actually, if we take a local perspective and go into the Northampton region specifically, 41% of non-homers in that area at the moment believe that the UK will become a nation of renters. And 67% of them believe that they've realistically got no prospect of becoming a homeowner in either the short or the long term. Now, that reason is driven by two points. The first one is the size of the deposit which is required today, which clearly is much greater than it was compared to that, say, 2-3 years ago. But the second thing is the fear of rejection, the fear of the application process itself. And this is an area where there are actually a number of myths at the moment, and the reason why our organisation today is launching a first-time buyer pledge to address that situation and hopefully correct some of those misconceptions.
And the irony of all this, Stephen, is that this is all happening at a time when, well, interest rates couldn't get much lower, could they?
So from a pricing perspective, you're absolutely right. And there's no doubt that interest rates are only likely to kind of go up from where we are at the moment. But the reality is that first-time buyers, the deposit requirements today are very different than they were. So typically, there's a 10% deposit required on most property. But the one thing I should say is that increasingly we are seeing innovation in the market and more schemes, which mean that people can get onto the housing ladder with typically, let's say, only a 5% deposit. And clearly that brings it much more within the grasp of a number of people. And the key thing is making sure that people are aware of those potential schemes and therefore making a decision in terms of whether they personally can become a homeowner advisedly rather than just kind of working on potential misconceptions.
Does it matter whether you own your own home or not, and if you actually end up going through all of your life renting?
Well, from our perspective, I'm not sure it does. I know prior governments, kind of going back to the 80s, had a big rallying cry in terms of home ownership for everyone. But I think if you look at the models that you see in parts of continental Europe, there's a much bigger part of the housing stock which is rented, and that works very effectively. There are arguments both for and against renting. I think the key thing for the UK market is for a healthy housing sector more broadly. You need a healthy home ownership market, you need healthy private rented, and indeed social housing. And there are changes that need to be made in all of those areas for that to be successful. The key point, as I said today, is that clearly a number of people harbour the aspiration for home ownership. And what we're trying to do is to make sure that they've got all of the facts available before they ultimately make their own decision.
You talk about the myths that surround applying for a mortgage, owning your own home. What sort of myths are we talking about?
Well, firstly, just in terms of the acceptance levels. So the research actually also asked, you know, what do you think in terms of the likely acceptance levels would be? And we actually supplemented the research with some focus groups on this topic. And people would typically say 5 or 10% of first-time buyers are probably accepted. Now, the reality in our own business is it's actually up to 80%. The second myth is around the fact that the application process in itself can leave a lasting record on someone's credit file. And again, another part of our first-time buyer pledge today is an assurance that for each prospective first-time buyer, that they get a personalised statement of how much we can lend to them. And irrespective of whether they're successful or not, there will be no lasting record on their credit file. So it's some of those issues which are providing additional concerns for prospective first-time buyers and discouraging them from even entering into the process.
And you say you're doing that, the Halifax. Presumably other lenders will be doing something similar, will they?
Well, the encouragement, actually, that I would have for other lenders is to mirror some of this activity. So this is not something that we alone would benefit from. I mean, it's important, I think, for the broader health of the housing market to see more first-time buyers moving into the sector. And I think the more open we can be in terms of the transparency of the application process, dispelling some of these myths, the better it will be for everyone.
There's been other research based on this research. I mean, this is obviously beginning to snowball very quickly. The National Centre for Social Research have studied this report, Generation Rent, and they've actually said, Alison Blackwell, the author of their report, says this could open up a widening of the wealth gap that already exists between homeowners and non-homeowners, and people in Generation Rent risk insufficient finances at retirement. There's all sorts of implications of this, aren't there?
There are implications, but again, Stuart, I think this kind of goes back to the fact that there are also very positive rationales in terms of rented. So, need the other arguments that you'll hear for a greater part of renting is the fact that it leads to greater mobility. So where you've got a period of time where there are pockets of unemployment, it's easier for people to move from one place to another and pick up the new areas of increasing employment. But the key thing, as I said, I'd come back to is the fact that there are clearly a number of people that harbour a desire to become a homeowner in the future. And there are a number of reasons which are discouraging them from doing that at the moment. Some of those are real, so the requirement for a deposit, but some of those are less real, so this concern and fear about the application process. And that's really what we're looking to address through the initiative today.
Stephen Noakes, thanks for joining us on the programme. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.